Good evening, I am Gary Black with a KUAC Newsminer update. State lawmakers are making some changes to a bill aimed at revising Alaska's criminal sentencing statutes. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report the changes have not dramatically altered the bill or its cost. Meeting in special session, the House Judiciary Committee has passed six amendments to Senate Bill 54. It voted down numerous others. Anchorage Republican Chuck Kopp has proven to be a key vote on the amendments. The retired police officer has voted for some, but he's voted against most and largely stuck to the recommendations of the Alaska Criminal Justice Commission included in the bill. One amendment that was defeated would have increased penalties for drug offenders. Kopp voted no, citing the fact that prosecutors have not asked for it. He says prosecutors' work is difficult.
You have no capacity to appreciate that it leaves scars on their soul protecting us. And so when they come here and tell us this is what we think is right, I defer to that. They suffered to get to the wisdom they have to tell us this. And it is to our peril that we ignore and we mock them.
The hearings have been testy. Eagle River Republican Representative Laura Reinbold questioned the testimony of John Skidmore, who directs the state's criminal prosecutions.
I recognize you're here on behalf of the Attorney General representing the Department of Law, not necessarily fighting for the prosecutors.
And Skidmore took exception.
I need to correct that misrepresentation. I am sitting here fighting for prosecutors. I am sitting here trying to make sure that they get the right tools.
Skidmore says it will take more time for the department to make recommendations to change the law. Whether Senate Bill 54 becomes law may depend on how much it is amended. The more it's changed, the more difficult it might be for both legislative chambers to agree to a bill. And there has been some concern that amendments to the bill could increase spending. The bill is one of two items that Governor Bill Walker included in the special session that is scheduled to end by November 21st. The other bill would institute a 1.5% payroll tax. BP will likely plug and abandon 13 wells on the North Slope following an accident earlier this year. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission met with BP representatives yesterday for an update on the April incident in which one of the company's older wells spewed oil and gas for several days before it could be plugged. Several months later, BP determined 14 other wells were at risk, five of which are producing oil. The company operates a total of about 1,800 wells at Prudhoe Bay. The commission's Kathy Forster says it's likely all but one of the 14 wells will be shut down for good, and state regulators are making sure BP shares its investigation with other oil companies.
Anybody that's got an old well on the North Slope needs to know what the results of their investigation are and look for implications in their fields.
BP thinks the accident was caused by thawing permafrost deep below the surface, which put uneven stress on the well. Eventually, the well gave out, rising several feet out of the ground and colliding with the top of the building over the well. BP has not been calling the incident a blowout. Forster says oil industry engineers wouldn't call it that because there wasn't a rig on the well. But, she says, it was definitely an uncontrolled leak.
If that's how you define it, then yeah, it was a blowout. If you define it in the black and white way that engineers tend to define things, no. So, you know, it's semantics. You call it what you want to call it. But what it was an uncontrolled release of hydrocarbons to the surface, and that's not a good thing.
This wasn't BP's only accident this year. Last week, BuzzFeed News released a document showing the company halted work for 12 days this month following a series of employee safety incidents. The U.S. House on Thursday passed the Senate's budget resolution, and with it the seeds of legislation that could open the Arctic refuge to oil drilling. Alaska Public Media reports that the resolution has no force of law, but it tells committees in the House and Senate to draw up a bill that includes tax cuts. It also instructs the Energy and Resources Committees to find at least $1 billion in savings or revenues. Senator Lisa Murkowski says the best way to fulfill that demand is by opening ANWR. She just announced on Thursday a hearing on it on November the 2nd in the Senate Energy Committee, which she chairs. Drilling advocates want ANWR included in the budget reconciliation bill because it's the type of bill that cannot be filibustered, so it only need 51 Senate votes to pass. Environmental groups and the Gwich'in Steering Committee pledged to fight to get the refuge drilling part removed. The Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly gave its approval Thursday night to a resolution delving into on-site cannabis consumption. The resolution addresses the Alaska Marijuana Control Board's proposed regulations for on-site consumption. It calls for language ensuring municipalities can regulate on-site consumption and asks for more protection for pot shop employees exposed to cannabis smoke. The Borough Assembly passed the resolution 6-3. Assembly members Sean Tacky, Lance Roberts, and Guy Satley voted against it. The public commenting was drawn out, with many arguing against on-site consumption altogether, citing the possibility of high drivers as a chief concern. And for more on tonight's stories or others, visit newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I am Gary Black.